This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
So it seems like you could go so many directions as an entrepreneur. We have good ideas and bad ideas often, right? And
yes.
That could be in one day. How do you stay focused enough so that you grow your core brand and stay with your vision and don't get distracted or do things that might derail you from being as successful as you can be?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I would bet that most entrepreneurs struggle with that. I'm one of those as well. I think really having to have the discipline of staying focused has been something I've had to learn through the years. I read a book a couple years back by Bill Rancic that just simply talked about dividing your day into 2 days every day, where at 8 a.m. I come through and I really write down, what do I need to get done by noon? What are my priorities? And then what's the fun stuff that I'd like to do if I have extra time and get through that? And then at 12, I have a reassessment and then have the second thing happen for the second half of the day. I do that most days. I go back to old school with pad and paper. I want to see the line item and I want to scratch it off when it's complete.
Right.
So that's probably the only old school
thing
I still do and haven't implemented technology there.
So how important has it been to have the support of family and to have the background that you had with your family being entrepreneurs? What has that done for you? How has that set you up?
Yeah, that's been a big part. Being raised in a family of entrepreneurs, my grandfather, my relatives, both on my husband's side, he's got extended family that are entrepreneurs. My dad, most of my sisters, I'm one of four daughters, and most of them have either married entrepreneurs or are entrepreneurs. So it's kind of at every angle. I think being surrounded by people that are highly motivated, that are mentors in my life, that are achievers, that have good perspective and are well grounded and sounded has played a major part in helping me feel secure enough to step out and take risks, knowing that if something were to happen, maybe my family would help me through or my friends would console me. Also, my husband, we're on the same page, and that's we're both willing to take risks, and I cannot imagine I would be where I am today or even have the business I have if we had not been willing to risk together and to kind of complement each other's styles of leadership. We work together both at Junk Brands. He's the CMO of the company and so much more, but if I had to give a label, that's what it would be. And, having his support and just being on the same page with him there as a married couple, it wouldn't even exist without that.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.